Female Cuckolds, 4-pack, books 5 to 8. Cook Queen Erotica, Threesome Erotica, Lesbian Erotica, BDSM Erotica, Anal Sex Erotica. Written by Connie Cook Queen, narrated by Sally Beth. Hubby's Mail Order Girlfriend, Female Cuckolds 5. Holy shit, life was starting to grind. My husband Lance and I are well into our 40s and our children have both left home. He's still pulling his 60-hour work weeks and I'm still playing housewife, keeping everything else in his life ticking over. I thought about a part-time job just to break up the monotony, but Lance wouldn't hear of it. He said he wanted to look after me, and that was sweet to hear, but I just wanted a change, and I didn't care too much what it was. I'd been out for a morning run, and when I got back, I noticed the strangest kind of catalogue sat on the doormat. I fingered through it, and my eyebrows damn near shot off the top of my face. It was pages upon pages of women. All of them were dressed, thank God, but all of them could be hired. There was a number in everything. I turned the pages at first in disgust, but then in amazement at the sheer number of women, and good-looking ones at that, that adorned each page. Almost every one of them was fitter and younger than me, and they offered a real girlfriend experience for whoever chose to order them. My first thought was that the magazine had arrived at the wrong place. I knew for a fact that Andy, our next-door neighbour, was a divorcee who lived alone, so my first thoughts turned to him. I set the magazine down on the basin and took my morning shower, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. The whole time I showered, I imagined just how the whole thing might work. What the hell was a real girlfriend experience anyway? I started to feel inadequate as I compared myself to the beauties on the page. Was I so far past it that even some mail-order girlfriends were more attractive than me? A delicious ripple of jealousy coursed through me. My shoulders bounced as I shivered with the strangest kind of delight. I started to imagine my husband coming home to his new girlfriend and how she'd bounce playfully towards the door and wrap her arms around him. The humiliation struck deep. It ignited something inside me that had been long dormant or long ignored. I couldn't decide which. For the longest of times, I'd felt as though I was no longer good enough for Lance. We'd both grown older, but to me, he had barely changed. He'd kept his physique and had only become more handsome as the years passed. I wanted to please him the way I used to, but those days were long gone. An unfamiliar arousal washed over me as my hands caressed my wet, naked body. I started to touch myself to the thought of my husband with another woman. The idea was so intoxicating that, to my shame, I started to come. I groaned alone in the bathroom, filling the room with moans of pleasured excitement, as my fingers flurried over my wet, stiff clit. The whole time I thought of Lance and the toned, athletic woman from the catalogue that pleased him. The silence afterwards only served to deepen my shame. I tried to compose myself as I stepped out from the shower cubicle, but through the steam I spied the magazine again, taunting me from the basin. I dried myself, trying to get past my emotions, but it was all in vain. Against my better judgment, I grabbed the magazine again, and with my towel wrapped around me, I walked to the living room and sat on the couch. Before I knew it, I was dialing the company's number on my cell. It started to ring, and suddenly everything came into focus for me. I hung up, breathing sharply afterwards. What the hell was I doing? Instead, I sent a message to my husband. "Thinking of you," it read, and I guess it wasn't a lie. Perhaps thinking of you with another woman would have been more accurate. A moment or so later, a love heart emoji was returned from him. I chewed at my fingertip and found myself flicking through the magazine again. One woman had caught my eye a couple of times now. Her name, so the catalogue said, was Katie, and she looked like a pure slice of Americana. She was blonde, big-breasted and beautiful, with that real girl-next-door kind of look. "You'll like her," I said to myself, thinking of Lance. I dialed the number again, and this time I waited for someone to pick up. My nerves were through the roof, but thankfully it's not easy to see someone's red face and pounding heart via telephone. "Hello, dial a date. Nathan speaking. How can I help?" came the chipper answer. "I'd like to play..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?